While small business owner David Cheesham is the incumbent for school board seat G, he says that this is his first election for the spot. He was appointed to fill the seat after Lynn Gaddis resigned from the school board to serve as a member of the Alaska State House of Representatives in February. David Cheesham has owned a bookstore in Palmer for the past 11 years. Before that, he was a high school teacher in Texas. He says that most of what he has done in his adult life has had something to do with education. He told a story about a former student who says that he inspired her and says that knowing the impact he had as a teacher has him walking on clouds.
And it reminds me what education is about, not just about meeting the immediate goals, getting people ready for a test or whatever, but planting some seeds that are going to be with people for many years down the road, and really want to support that.
David Cheesham says that enhanced fiscal responsibility and transparency are some of the biggest achievements of the school district.
We've run a tight ship. We've opened up our finances where anybody can go online and see how the money is being spent. And we have been very good about being transparent and open. We haven't always been, but in the last few years, it's been that way. And as a result, we've garnered some respect from both the borough assembly and from the state legislatures.
He credits that openness and improved relationship with helping to ease some of the district's financial issues. The Mat-Su Borough Assembly recently allowed the district to change how it handles reserves, letting it keep more money on hand in the event of unexpected expenses. Going forward, Cheesham says he wants to free up teachers to be innovative and allow them to get away from the teaching to the test mindset that he calls short-sighted.
We've done a really good job of demonstrating that we can do what they've asked us to do. Let's just use that as a platform, and let's start using technology. Let's use our creativity and really do some imaginative things in our classrooms and allow teachers to stretch out a little bit and still maintaining those standards.
With regard to the schools in the Upper Valley, Cheesham says that the school board and administration are striving for equity for all borough schools.
It is unfair, and we need to work. You know, the saying I keep coming back to is that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but it seems like up here you have to squeak a little bit louder. But we're working to open our ears a little bit. I think we understand that we have to, that the whole district is involved, that this is the size of West Virginia, and it's a big challenge, but every student in this district deserves a quality education, and we've got to be ready, and we've got to be able to meet those needs and to respond to those issues.
The school board election will be held on October 1st. David Cheesham is running against Ray Michelson for seat G. Michelson has also expressed interest in being interviewed by KTNA. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.